Ozarks Technical Community College, representing their fine arts department. John Herbert is a faculty member there, and he is directing the romantic comedy Almost Maine, and it is next week, starting Wednesday, running through Sunday at the Springfield Art Museum. Well, John, tell me who you brought with you here.
I have Mosiah Bradshaw and Maggie Soss, who are two of my cast members. Mosiah and Maggie are both playing several roles in the production.
How can you spell your last name?
S-A-U-S-E.
Oh, as in sauce. All right. Well, there you go. And Mosiah is... So I have to put this up on the web, so yeah. I have to be able to...
Mosiah is M-O-S-I-A-H.
I spelled it correctly. All right. Very good for me. All right. This is... going to be in the auditorium, or are you doing it in some other...
In the auditorium of the Springfield Art Museum.
Okay. Uh-huh. But seating is limited. John Cariani wrote this series of little short plays about relationships. I'll just let you guys talk about it. I don't know much about it, so...
Okay. All right.
Sure.
The setting is a fictional town called Almost in northern Maine. It's around where Aroostook County would be, kind of way up... in the northern part of the state, maybe hundreds of miles from anything, but a bunch of potato farms. Mm. And it's a Friday night in January, just before the aurora borealis lights up the sky.
Yes.
Right around 9 o'clock p.m. And each scene, which is essentially, a 10-minute play or so of its own, is taking place at the exact same time. And so it's characters... mostly duo scenes, two actors, sometimes three.
But they're inspired by the Northern Lights.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's interesting. In the author's notes of the script, he has this wonderful thing where he describes sort of scientifically what the Northern Lights are, and he says, this comes about because molecular materials in the atmosphere become excited. They're normally grounded, but they become excited by the solar wind activity.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, very much like this, the people in Almost are typically very grounded people, but they become excited by love and other mysterious circumstances. There's a fair amount of magical realism and a little bit of absurdity to the play, but it's very, very real. The characters are very... very honest and sincere, simple, simplistic, but not simple-minded.
Right.
They're just quite lovely. It's amazing how quickly you fall in love with these characters in just a short scene.
Well, let's hear from Mosiah and Maggie, because I guess you two are playing multiple roles in this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask, how many short vignettes are there?
There are, there's about 10.
Are they involved in all 10 of them? Or?
Well, the play was actually written for four actors
there you
to
go.
Play all of the roles.
Yeah.
And just being an academic program and having a really amazing pool of talent right now with just a lot of actors that I wanted to work with, I went ahead and cast 9 actors in the role to play 2 to 3, sometimes 4 roles each. And so so Maggie's playing how many?
4.
4 roles. And Mosiah's playing 2.
Let me come up a little closer to the mics and tell me about the roles that you're playing. We'll start with she wants Mosiah to start, so okay.
Okay, so I'm playing Pete. He's just a... On a date with his girlfriend. He's just a socially awkward, a little uncomfortable. And then I play Randy, who is just in a potato field with his best friend, and they're just chatting about how bad their dates went.
I play Jeanette, Pete's the socially awkward, girlfriend, but right. She's just enamored with him. And I play this waitress, and she is just working at the Moose Patty, which is the local bar, and she's coming in just taking orders in and out. It's a very fast-paced character. And then Marcy, she is married and just going out on a date with her husband, and it's not going too well. And the last one is a character named Hope, and she... had this boyfriend, and she left town, and she's come back to find him. She's just searching for her place. Yeah.
So you're doing three widely contrasted characters. Do you have to do a whole lot in the way of different costuming and makeup and things like that for all three?
Definitely. They all have different costumes.
They're very different. She's got one really quick change because Hope comes on right after Marcy, like immediately after Marcy.
Literally, the next scene, yeah.
Fortunately, they're both exterior scenes, and so a lot of the costume change, I think, is going to be mostly external clothing.
Yeah, just a coat. Shed a coat. That's all it's going to be.
That makes it much easier.
Yes.
And you're doing, five shows. Five performances mm-hmm. crammed into one weekend.
We've always kind of done three, and I've always wanted to do a two-weekend run, and sometimes just sort of logistically it doesn't work out that way.
Right.
I went to the powers that be this time and said, we do all this work, and I either wanted to do a two-weekend run or an extended run, and that's what we kind of decided on.
So you're doing
just kind of real quick. I wanted to talk a little bit, but we were just talking about this quick change that Maggie has to do. I just want to say that to give some props, because both of these scenes are intensely emotional scenes. And we were just talking before coming in, and I asked Maggie, I said, is this emotionally taxing or emotionally draining on you? And I think more than probably anything else, these are two very largely dramatic scenes, actually. Mm-hmm. Most of the play is a comedy, and even the dramatic scenes have some really funny moments in them. But these are probably the two most dramatic scenes in the play. And so it's really quite amazing, actually, to watch how Maggie transforms from one character to the next in those two scenes.
Well, how much of a pause is there between one scene and the next?
The transitions are pretty fast. there's music by John Flesher, who wrote music specifically for this play, and John Cariani encourages strongly people to use it. And I thought, one thing you need to know about John Cariani's writing, by the way, is he is really hands-on as a playwright. His stage directions are intensely detailed and have a lot of his own character in them. And his author's notes are extensive. And so I thought, when I read the play the first time, I thought, I loved everything about the play, including his stage directions and author's notes. And I thought, I'm gonna take every suggestion he has. And normally I like to do my own pre-show music and incidental music and things like that. But I was like, I'm gonna go ahead and just, I listened to some of John Flesher's music and I liked it. And I said, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. But these music transitions are maybe a minute long, but they kind of start right at the end of the scene. Sort of scene fades out, and then they sort of fade out after about a minute on the coming up of the lights of the next scene. And so we've got this amazing crew that is doing these really fast scene shifts.
I was going to ask
about a minute, I would say, probably.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the scenic changes that have to be accomplished in a minute.
Yeah. Some of the scenes are interior scenes, some are external, exterior, and we just have a really very, very functional set design that was done by one of our art students, Joe Duggar. Really, really brilliant. This man has a brilliant mind, and he's done some really cool things. So we have this really nice, very, very functional set that is a very beautiful set.
Yeah.
So what about admission?
It's free.
Okay.
All of our shows are free at this point in time.
Right.
And free and open to the public. It's sort of our gift to the community. We're a community college, and we're all about community. We've got this great relationship with the Art Museum, so I'd say it's a gift from OTC and the Springfield Art Museum.
Right.
We just want this to be as accessible as we can, free art.
Well, performances of Almost Maine are next Wednesday through Saturday, the 20th through the 23rd, all at 7 p.m., and Sunday, the 24th at 2 p.m., again, in the auditorium at the Springfield Art Museum. It seats, 200, something like that?
392.
It's not that limited then. Okay.
Right. We have an Eventbrite site for people.
You do want people to reserve tickets in advance.
That would be good, just to be sure that you have a seat and to just to give us a notion of what to prepare for. Of course, that Eventbrite site. You can go to Eventbrite and just put in Almost Maine, Springfield, Missouri, or you can also find that link on our Facebook event or on our fine arts website, which is otc.edu/fine arts.
Because otherwise the Eventbrite link is pretty unwieldy. There's a lot of letters and numbers and stuff involved, you know. But yeah, it's just as easy to go to eventbrite.com and just search for Almost Maine, Springfield, Missouri. And you can also call 447-8975 for information or send an email to finearts@otc.edu. Free performances, but you do need to reserve seats in advance through the Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, website. And search for Almost Maine tickets, and that's probably going to get you there quite easily.
You can certainly come to the door without having reserved them, but we would ask that people do if they can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's, as you say, it's almost 400 people in the auditorium, but that you still have a limited number of seats, and it's like, free! Free show! Right, let's go do that. Ozarks Technical Community College's Fine Arts Department presenting these romantic sketches, Almost Maine by John Cariani, next weekend. And have we left anything out that people need to know about this?
Just that if you come and see the show, you're in for a real treat. It's if you think about... if you've ever had the experience of being in or out of love, being lost in love, being lost out of love, being found in love, being found, lost or found, if you've ever had any experience that is in, if you can just imagine the whole sort of spectrum of emotions that go with the experience of loving someone or losing someone, it's here, you know. And so I think that when people come and see the show, they're going to find something, or maybe several somethings, or a multitude of somethings to relate to. It's just a beautiful, beautiful and inspiring and fun play.
And all in approximately 10-minute long vignettes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.